attention and listen to the word of God prayerfully. Let it be your desire that God should speak into your heart, that you should not be the same, but be a better Christian than you have been. Glory to God. So we are waiting for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we need always to be in the presence of the Lord. As we are told by the Bible in the book of Hebrews 10:25, it tells us that we shouldn't stop this manner of coming together. So when we come to church together, we are coming to fulfill the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody who doesn't agree with the word of God will stay home when there's fellowship. But somebody who has wisdom, the Bible says the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, the beginning of knowledge. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you hear the word of God, then you humble yourself, you do what the word of God says, then you are wise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you are here for a purpose. You are special. It doesn't matter where we are meeting from this morning. We might not be in a hotel, a five-star hotel, but this place, it has a blessing from the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So don't miss out the blessing. Let it be a desire in your heart that I should go back home blessed. Because you have not come here to escort another person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You haven't brought another person. This is good thing that you invited somebody. And if you were invited, it's good thing that you came. But now that you have come in the presence of the Lord, it's one by one now. You and the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the word is coming, let it not be for your neighbor. But as it comes, let it be for you. As the Lord is blessing, let it be you that he's going to bless. As the Lord is touching, let it be you that shall be touched. As the Lord is delivering, let it be you that shall be delivered. As the Lord is blessing, let it be you that shall be blessed. As the Lord is healing, let it be you that shall be healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have come here that we can come and witness and testify about this living God. This God that I'm talking about, he is not a dead God. He is a living God. That's why I've left all the programs that I was doing. I've reported for duty because I'm serving a living God. He has never disappointed me. From childhood, when he touched me when I was young, I've seen his hand. I've seen him deliver the sick, getting cured. The people that are bound with demons, they are being freed. The people that are lost, they are coming to the first. He is a living God. He can transform lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is a living God. So as we have come into his house, it doesn't matter from whatever background you are coming from. Just pour your heart. You have come in the right place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And turn to your neighbor, tell them you have come into the right place. Turn to the one looking more serious. Tell them you have come into the right place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Amen. So we thank God that we are in the right place. Amen. So it's such a wonderful thing. You are special people. I've got great respect for you. Because you were purchased by a special price. You are not bought by a kwacha. Kwacha can't buy you. A dollar cannot buy you. A pound can't buy you. You were bought by a special price. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That
Amen.
Was pure blood. It was different from any other human being who was born here on earth. It was not contaminated. There's nowhere else where you can find that kind of a blood. It was only from the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. That's why you are special. And if you are special,
I can't sit down to see somebody special falling into the ditch or to see somebody drowning.
Like
in a canoe, you see somebody drowning. You cannot just watch them like that. Hallelujah. You try by all means how you can help so that somebody doesn't get into the waters. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So you are special people. That's why God has raised up preacher men. He has raised up people here. He has raised up people within Chipata City, in Lusaka, in different parts of this world, to see, to eat that people who are special like you, they should not drown, because you are special. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So I want you to know that you are special. You need to know your identity.
Then
when you know who you are, things in your life are not going to be the same. Things are going to change. And that's what the devil doesn't want you to know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he wants you to sleep when the preaching is going on. You are not hungry, you start making you yawn. He will take you to Chipata City, you are in church, but your mind is there. Maybe he will take you to the field to start cultivating, but you are in church. Don't give him a chance. We are in the presence of the Lord. Listen to the word of God and do what the word of God is telling you. You are going to be blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. So I'm talking to special people. Special people are wise. They can't just come here for nothing. They can't hear the word and go back and become the same. Special people move with standards. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But sometimes special people may not know that they are special. So anybody can play around with them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Imagine you go to the chief, to a son of the chief there. Somebody who is special. Start making, hey, cultivate here and do that. If he doesn't know who he is, you start cultivating for you, isn't it? But if he knows, that I shouldn't do that. But if he doesn't know, he's the one that will start working for the people in there. Even the chief himself, if he doesn't know that he's a chief, you place him on that throne. You are the ones who are supposed to be going to help him. But you can get him, he can come and wait for you. Where is the problem? The problem is that he doesn't know himself. But if he knows who he is, he says, the whole village, all of you should come. We are meeting at my place on such and such a day. Because he knows who he is, everyone has to come, isn't it?
Amen.
Praise be to God. Now, amen. I've come to tell you that you are special. And if you are special, the devil is not going to play around with you. But if you don't know, demons will be playing around your life. You even fail to sleep at night. Demons will come and touch you on the throat, try to squeeze you,
you'll
be crying the whole night. But if you know who you are, demons won't want to come near you. Witches won't need to come near you because they know that you are more powerful than them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By the power of the blood of Jesus. Not by tattoos. We don't believe in those tattoos. Those are demonic things that are done. We believe in prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So look into some things to help us. See who we are. And that shall help us in our walk. Because you are special. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Unless you don't want to walk in a special way. God has given you to be special. But you have a choice. Because man was made in a certain way. He is a free moral agent. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you have to choose which way to go, whether to go to the left, whether to go to the right. The power of choice is within your hands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you want to go to heaven or you want to go to hell, the power of choice is within your hands. So where are you choosing today? Blessed be the name of the Lord. That power is in your hands. Amen.
Amen.
So I thank God for all the brothers around. Thank God for Brother Zulu
and
all the brothers that are supporting the work of God here. May the Lord God Almighty bless you, brothers.
Amen.
Keep on doing the work of God.
Amen.
Amen. We need to be on the field working as we are seeing the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ approaching. Amen. I thank the brothers also who came with me from Lusaka. They are wonderful brothers. Amen. The Bible says two is better than one.
Amen.
When you get one stick, it's easy to break it.
Huh?
But when you put a lot, that's why even I think on this roof, you have put a lot of sticks so that even when the wind is blowing, it is holding. If it was just one, maybe the glass should have been scattered. But two is better than one. When we were coming, we had a small challenge which I didn't see. I thought the car was very okay. What I thought to be, maybe that would be a problem. It didn't even have much problem. But because the brothers, they work with these vehicles, he has ideas. His field actually, there's Brother Sirungwe, then they discovered, there's a problem. So that's how that problem was sorted out. I think we spent some time at
home.
So that's how our coming here was delayed. But we thank God, he helped us through. The brothers have been here before, they managed to get the location up to this place. And we arrived here safely. With your prayers, we managed to reach here. Amen. Amen. So you are special people. Glory to God.
Amen.
And if God has brought us, and God has brought you, then together there should be fire here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So now, with these few words, we are going to encourage each other in the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we shall turn to the book of Luke, chapter 15.
Luke 15.
We can start from verse 11.
Zambira pandime 11.
Just be to God. Okay, so tinga imirire ko pamene tiverenga mao. And he said, a certain man had two sons.
Anati wina muntu anali na bana amuna awiri.
And the younger of them said to his father,
wachepera anati watate wake,
father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me.
Atati nipase ngatundu wanga wachuma changa.
And he divided
unto
them his living.
Anawagawira chuma chake.
And not many days after the younger son gathered all together,
sipana pite masiku ambiri pamene wachepera anatenga chuma,
and took his journey into a far country.
Anapita kumalo ya tari.
And there wasted his substance with riotous living.
Anaononga chuma na kalidwe ya chuonongeko.
And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. And he began to be in want. He needed, that's verse 14.
Ndipo pamene anatazache zonse panakhala njala yaikulu mdziko muja ndipo iye anayamba kusowa
kusowa. Okay. God bless you. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him unto the fields to feed the swine.
Ndipo anamuka nadzipatikiza kwa mfulu imodzi ya dziko lija, ndipo uyu anamtumiza kubusa kwache kukaweta nkhumba.
And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat.
Ndipo analakalaka kukutisa mimba yache ndi makoko amene nkhumba zimadya.
And no man gave unto him.
Ndipo panalibe munthu anamwinka kanthu.
And when he came to himself,
koma pamene anakumbukira mumtima,
he said,
anati,
how many hired servants of my father, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger?
Anchito olipidwa ambiri atate wanga linacho chakudya chochuluka ndipo ine ndionongeka kuno ndi njala.
I will arise and go to my father.
Ndizamu ndizanyamuka ndipite kwa atate wanga.
And will say unto him,
ndipo ndzane naye,
Father, I have sinned against heaven.
Atate ndinachimwira kumwamba.
And before thee,
ndipa masopano,
I'm no more worthy to be called thy son.
Sindiyeneranso konse kuchulidwa mwana wanu.
Make me as one of thy hired servants.
Mundiyese ine ngati mmodzi wa ntchito wanu.
And he arose and came to his father.
Ndipo iye ananyamuka nadza iye kwa atate wake.
But when he was yet great way off,
koma pakudza iye kutali atate wache anamuona.
His father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him.
Anamuona atate wake nagwidwa chifundo na tamanga na mkupatira pakosi pache na msopsona na msopsonetsa.
And the son said unto him,
ndipo mwanayo anati kwa iye,
Father,
atate,
I have sinned against heaven.
Nachimwira kumwamba.
And in thy sight,
ndipa masopano,
I'm no more worthy to be called thy son.
Sindiye neranso konse kuchulidwa mwana wanu.
But the father said to his servant,
koma atateyo ananena kwa kapolo wache,
bring forth the best robe.
Turutsani msanga mwinjiro wokometsetsa.
And put it on him.
Nimveke.
Put a ring on his hand.
Mpate ni mpete kudzanza lache.
And shoes on his feet.
Nisapato kumapazi ache.
And bring either the fatted calf and kill it.
Ndipo idzani naye mwana wang'ombe wonenepa mumupe.
And let us eat and be merry.
Ndipo tidye tisekere.
For this my son,
chifukwa mwana wanga uyu,
was dead.
Anali wakufa.
And is alive again.
Ndipo akalanso wa moyo.
He was lost.
Anali wataika.
And is found.
Ndipo wapezedwa.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Ambuye adalise kuverenga kwa mawu yao.
Amen. We may be seated.
Ngakareko pansi.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, I will entitle the message for this morning
Mutu wa utenga wanga mawa muno zati,
as coming back home.
Kubwerera kunyumba.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, this is a story that a lot of people know, this parable.
We have
heard it several times.
Naimvera kambiri.
But we are going to look at it in a certain way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we get back, there's something here that happened that we can focus from the word of God.
But
there was this person staying with the father. Okay, he was staying well. Everything was all right. As we are hearing from the scriptures, that the father was wealthy. Even his workers had food. They had bread enough. But they could even keep some. So there's a certain time that this son made a decision.
Uyo muntu anapanga kukusanka.
So as we are aware,
ngati ntikumbukira bwino,
that man is a free moral agent.
Muntu ali na mtima womasuka kusankha po chinthu chamene
afuna. So he chooses which way to go.
Amasankha njira yopita.
We have said, you can choose whether to go to the left or to go to the right.
Kupita kumanzere, kudzanja la manja.
You can choose whether to go to hell and choose whether to go to heaven. So the Lord has given us his gifts free of charge. through that sacrifice of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, then it is us to take a step, whether to come and get the blessing or just to leave it like that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But at the end of it, there comes judgment. So this person made a decision. Father,
Atate,
give me my portion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The father the riches.
Atate na chuma.
So, my son, you want your portion.
Ufuna mbali.
Okay, I've made the choice. So here is your portion.
Mwazangapu you imbali yanu anampasa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But how you are going to use this portion is up to you.
Mwameni mzase wenzera imbali chilikuwa imu.
But for me, because you have asked.
Kwa inechifukwa mapemba.
And I've got abundance.
Munazo churuka.
Of this wealthy.
Chachuma ichi.
I'll give you a portion.
Mzakubasani mbali.
So he got the portion.
Anatenga mbali.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Then what did he do after getting? He went to a far country. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He went away from the presence of his father. He went to a far country. Where he went? In a short period of time, he spoiled what he had. He didn't use that wealthy wisely. He spoiled that money, maybe fornicating with women, maybe he was drinking, doing all sorts of things that were wasteful. And that wealthy
fished.
Then he had nothing. Then after that finished, the stomach needed to eat. But where was the problem now? The wealth has gone.
Chuma cha pita.
He's not with the father. He has moved away from the presence of his father. The father was the sustainer. The father was the source of the wealthy. But he has gone away.
Koma iye wachoka kuchuma.
So what does he eat?
Azadia chani.
He goes to find work.
Anaendo peza nchito.
He's working now, looking after the swine, the pigs.
So
he was now eating the husk from the
akudia makoko ya ngumba.
Feeding the pigs.
Vamene uja mundana rudia sa ngumba.
But where he's coming from? He used to eat bread. Even the workers of his father are able to eat bread and live
some.
But as long as he was away from the presence of his father, he was in problems. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just like us, we are coming from where? We are coming from the presence of the Lord. Man was made in the image and in the likeness of God. We are different from these other creations. We are different from the cows. We are different from the giraffes. We are different from the elephants. We are human beings made in the image and likeness of God. That's what I'm saying. You are special. God is concerned about your soul. God is concerned about your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So if you are special, then we are here for a serious business. We are not here for a joke. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we are here between life and death. So in the presence of the Lord, God made man. After he made man, took him from the dust of the ground, breathed through his nostrils, man became a living soul. But these other things, you find the fish came from the water. These animals, the plants, the plants that we see, they came from the soil. Hallelujah. That's why a fish for it to survive, it needs the water. You take it outside the water, it dies. Because it is coming from the water. That is his place of origin, the source. There are trees here, they need the soil. You take them out of the soil. You uproot it from the soil. What happens? The tree will die. Because it is coming from the soil. That is its source. For tree to survive, it has to be planted into the soil. Hallelujah. Amen. But once it's uprooted, it is dead. Why it has come out of its source? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. A fish just outside the water, dead. Why? That's where the life is. Then us, we were made different from those. God breathed through the nostrils of man. And man became a living soul. So if man is outside the presence of God, what happens to man? He dies, huh? When Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, God visited them in the cool of the day. You come visit them, talk to them. As long as man was obedient to the word of God, they were supposed to live eternally. They were not supposed to die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. But once they disobeyed God, when they allowed the voice of Satan to come in, they were sent away from the presence of the Lord. God comes, he wants to visit them. Adam, where are you? He's covering up himself because he has
sinned.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then they had no access now to the tree of life. Because if they were feeding from the tree of life, they were supposed to live eternally. But because they have disobeyed the word of God, then they are not eating from the tree of life. What happens? They are outside the presence of God. What happens when you're outside the presence of God? Death comes. What is death? Death is separation from God. Hallelujah. So it starts spiritually. You are separated from God spiritually. The way Adam and Eve were separated, then what started in the spirit, it came to manifest in the flesh. After some years, Adam and Eve died. And the human race started dying. But the human race was not supposed to die. Because God had made man. Put him in the Garden of Eden. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gave him to have dominion over all that creation. You see how special man was.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us make man in our own image. And after our own likeness. And let him have dominion. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So man was given that power. He had authority. Not as it is. I think yesterday there was a hyena that was making noise somewhere. So the brothers, as we couldn't even identify it very well, where we are coming from, those things are not there. I think that some brothers are saying, have you heard a hyena or something like that? People are fearing hyenas. Why did people start fearing hyenas? Because initially man had authority over a hyena. Man had authority over a lion. But after the fall of man, you see a lion, you're hiding. It's because of the fall of the man. Because of the sin that came in. But man had power, he had dominion. He's the one that started naming all those animals. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Why did it happen like that? Man lost his identity. He forgot about who he was. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because when the devil came to Eve, if you eat from that tree of knowledge of good and evil, you'll be like God. You see how the devil cheats people and defeats
them.
God has already made you in his image and in his own. Then the devil comes, you'll be like God. You are already like God. Why are you saying you'll be like God? You'll be like God. Ah, let me just go and
eat.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So she goes to eat because of the ignorance. What happens? She dies from the faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So identity is very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to know who you are. So Eve forgot who she was.
Eva naziwala.
The devil brought a suggestion.
Satana naleta mau.
And it appeared to be good.
Chinaoneka bwino.
Hallelujah. So he was affected. Was affected.
Chinamkuza.
Because of the lie that Satan brought. It brought the falling of a man.
Chinaleta kugwa kwa muntu.
Because of the loss of their identity.
So
the devil is so cunning, he's a liar.
Satana no change, no boza.
He can want to create a certain picture that you should be looking like this. That's when you look good when you do this. Like what is doing, like in town, we have these
women around.
Say, okay, when you wear a mini skirt, that's when you look good. Ah, but you are fear-free and wonderfully made in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are black. There are people, they want to become, they want to change the color of their skin. Is that bleaching?
That's
when I look good, when I look like a white man. You are good the way you are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It has even gone to men, like I've seen a good number on the copper belt. They're applying different lotions so that the color should change. They don't want to look black the way they are. But there's a blessing behind this black color. Where we are here in Africa, with this kind of a sun. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's this melanin is important. Others, when they sustain themselves with injuries in the hospital, you find they have bleached the skin. A doctor wants to suture the wound so that it heals. When they pull it, it is breaking. You see how certain things can be bad. So the devil has put a wrong concept. No, you need to look like a white man. Why should you look like a white man? You are free and wonderful. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are beautiful in the eyes of God. You are so precious in the presence of the Lord. Why do you look down on yourself? People live careless lives because they don't know what value they have. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to know the value. What value do we have? Praise be to God. So if we know the value, we know who we are. We know where we are coming from. We know where we are. And we know where we are going. Then we are going to live a different life.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
But people walk carelessly because one, they don't know where they are coming from. They don't know where they are. They don't even know where they are going. As long as you have woken up, it's a new day. Then you just survive in that day. We need to have a direction. We need to have a vision.
Chizikana mazombenya.
We need to be focused.
Chizikalo imirira.
What is your plan about tomorrow?
Plano yano mairo iribwanji.
Hallelujah. Amen. What are you doing today?
Ilero mchita chiyani.
Because what you are doing today determines how tomorrow
vamene
is going to be. Vamene mchita
vimira vamene mairo iza karira.
So if today you have no plan, even tomorrow
Gaji
you won't have a plan.
Mairo simiza kalaso na plano.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before you realize your hair will be gray and you'll be buried in the grave.
Mkari zindikira mdaboti zaka
you
zapita.
You have done nothing here on earth.
So our job is not just to sleep and
wake up in the morning, we eat shima, we go sleep. We need to have a direction. Because we have value. We are special. There's something that God has put in our lives which has to be made manifest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to God.
Amen.
So where do all these things function from? When we are in the presence of the Lord. When you are outside the presence of the Lord, you are dead. Even when you are walking, you are a walking dead man. Because your soul is separated from God. And there's a saying that says, where a tree leans, that's where it falls. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So if you are leaning on the left, the tree is leaning on, that's where it will fall. If it's leaning on the right, that's where it will fall. So you need to have where you are leaning from. So either you are leaning to the left or leaning to the right. There are not two ways about it. And death is not going to change your destiny. If you die leaning on the left, you go to the left. You die leaning on the right. Right. So where are you leaning on? There's nothing like leaning on both sides. It's either you are on the left or you are on the right. So where are you leaning on? It's important to identify ourselves and where we are. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And where we are going. And if you know that, your life shall never be the same. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we were looking at this man. This son, the common prodigal son. He was given the wealth. So he went out of the father's presence. So that was one era that was made. He was away from the provider. He was away from the owner of the wealth. And where he went, he didn't even have a vision. He didn't even know where he was going. He just spoiled the wealth that he had and started eating food for the pigs. But was he supposed to be eating food for the pigs? No. Because the father was a very rich man. He was not supposed to eat pig food. But what made him to start eating the pig food? It was the kind of the thinking. The decisions that he made. He started eating the pig food. But was it the right position for him? No, sir. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was supposed to be eating nice food. There was bread at his father's place. But his mind had something wrong. That's what happens when people move away from the presence of God. You start eating pig food. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. So as much as we eat in the physical, man also has a spirit. The soul of man feeds also on the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
I'm sure a good number of people before coming even for church, people were preparing themselves, people bathed,
Basamba.
Then they ate something.
Chimozi.
A good number of people ate something.
Because
the body was demanding. It has to eat something. Hallelujah.
But I remember one time in the scriptures when Jesus was tempted by the devil. After he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, what does the devil say? He comes to Jesus. Again, he brings a negative, an if. If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. And just some few days from that, God confirmed. When you read in Matthew 3:17 says, "This is my Son, in whom I'm well pleased." God confirmed that Jesus was his Son. But then, what does the devil say? If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God, when God has said, he has said. Hallelujah. Whether there's turning of stones into bread or not, if God says you are my Son, you are his Son. It's not the bread that is going to determine that you are the Son of God. But the devil puts a condition. If you are the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. But Jesus knew that he was the Son of God. He knew his identity.
Amen.
So he could not be shaken by strange voices. He was concerned about the voice that was coming. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He analyzed what he was hearing. Just as the Bible says, take heed what you hear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it also says, take heed how you hear. So Jesus heard something. But he had to analyze. The idea was looking good. The border stayed 40 days without food. No, you may not be able to exceed 40 days without food.
But
Jesus analyze the voice. Is it coming from God? Is it coming from man? So he saw it is coming with a condition. This is not a voice of God. So he went back to the word of God. Hallelujah. He went to the scriptures. So he approached the voice that he heard. He told it. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone. But by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. The devil tries in this direction. He goes in that direction. Jesus was using the word of God. He was saying, it is written. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then the devil departed. So how can you defeat the devil? You need to have the word of God with you. You need to have at least it is written. Hallelujah. Mm. Praise be to God. That's why David was saying, I hide the word of God in my heart that I should not sin. He also says, the word of God is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my path. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's only when you have the word of God that you have the light to see where you are going. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's only when you have the word of God that you know how to fight sin. How to fight the devil, and he will flee from you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. That's what the Bible tells us. Greater is the one that is in you than the one who is in the world. And in all these things, we are more than conquerors. But if you don't know, you are not going to conquer. You are not going to overcome. Hallelujah. Mm. So the Bible says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. So we need to know who we are. And that's what the devil doesn't want you to know. Because once you know who you are, your life shall never be the same. Things will change in your life. You have victory in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
So we get back to this man. The prodigal son. So he moves from his father. He becomes vulnerable. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even man, when he moves, when he moved from the presence of God, he became vulnerable. That's when sickness entered into man. That's when problems entered into the lives of man. Why man was away from the presence of God. But when you come in the presence of God, you are protected by the anointing of God. The devil cannot come there. Demons cannot come there. In the presence of the Lord, you are safe. Hallelujah. So the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and they are safe. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But when you move away from the presence of God, then the enemies will take will challenge you. You'll be suffering even from the things that you are not supposed to suffer from. You'll be getting sick to diseases that you are not supposed to be suffering from. Because you don't know who you are. And you are away from the presence of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we need to come into the presence of God. Because as we are coming from God, we need the word of God. When we feed on the word of God, we shall be spiritually strong. And we shall overcome the enemy. Just as Jesus was overcoming, the enemy comes.
Mdani.
He is quoting the scriptures.
Agamba marembo.
He tells him, it is written. And the enemy goes.
Mdani analupita.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the
Lord.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
So then when we look at one thing now, there was something good we find in verse
17.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
After that, this man was eating swine food. He never enjoyed swine food. Because he was not meant to be eating swine food. He was supposed to be eating bread in his father's house. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just like us, we are supposed to be eating bread. What is the bread? In John chapter 6,
Johannes 6.
Jesus, I think we can read from verse 52 coming down.
52.
Jesus says,
yes, or not.
I am the bread of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we feed upon him spiritually, when we feed upon Jesus as the bread of life, then we have eternal life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you are not feeding on the word of God, you are not feeding on Jesus Christ, then you will die. There's no eternal life for you. There's a lot of swine food that is going around. Other churches, they don't even preach the full gospel. They preach the human mind. They have brought their own doctrines that they have given to the people. Things that please their mind. Things that are not in the word of God.
But
the Bible says, don't add. Don't subtract the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we are not here to hear the human mind. We want to hear the word of God. Because it is the word of God that gives life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
But when you are feeding on the husks, things of the world, things that are rotten, the body doesn't just accept anything anyhow. It wasn't made to be accepting anything anyhow. Where we're coming from, Lusaka, I think, and some other parts of the country, there are cases that you have heard of about cholera. What is causing that? There is a germ that either entered in the water
or
it entered in the food. Then somebody eats food that has got that germ or water that has a germ. It enters into the body. Then what follows? The body gets defeated. Somebody develops diarrhea. They start vomiting. If they are not treated early, they die. Why? Because they have eaten contaminated food. They have drunk contaminated water. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what are we drinking? We need to drink from
Jesus.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Who is that great spring? Praise be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We need to eat the right food. The word of God. So the Bible says, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God that lives and abides forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So we need the pure word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you eat something that is mixed, that is not right, it has no life. It will bring death to you. But we need to eat the right food. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we don't feed on things spiritually anyhow. Just like the natural body needs clean food, clean water, we need spiritually the word of God that is not contaminated. Then it can give us life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. People go to church, but they can still drink beer. They are still smoking. They are still committing fornication. Singing in the choirs. It is alright. What matters is what is in the heart of man and not what is in the outside. If I find you drinking kachasu, I find you drinking beer, it means that's what is in your heart. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't know a mango tree, but I've seen mango fruit somewhere, I come here where there are a lot of mangoes around. When I just look at the tree, if I see a mango there, then I will know that this is a mango tree. I don't need somebody to tell me that this is a mango tree. Once I see the mangoes there, I will confirm this is a mango tree. Hallelujah.
We'll
not say, this is lemon, but it's just bearing mangoes. Lemon shall not bear mangoes.
Mandimu
lemon shall
mango.
Bear lemon.
Mandimu
mango
mandimu
shall bear mandimu. Mango.
Mango be manga bereka manga.
Bear guava.
Guava bereka guava.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So what is in the inside, it manifests outside. So the Bible says, you shall know them by their fruits.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So verse 17. There's something here. The Bible says, and when he came to himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother, help lead the congregation on that one. Let them repeat after you.
Koma, mene anakumbukira mtima. Koma mene anakumbukira mumtima. Anati. Anchito lipidwa ambiri atate wanga.
Anchito ambiri olipidwa atate wanga.
Alinacho chakudya chochuruka.
Alinacho chakudya chochuruka.
Ndipo ine. Ndingonongeka
kuno.
Ndinjala.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So what is he saying here? We are told that when he came to himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because For him to come back,
uyu kuti abwerere,
it means he had gone out of his
senses. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he went away from the presence of his father, he went out of his senses. That's why he spoiled what he had. He lived a careless life. And he would have died in a careless life. Hallelujah. But there's something special that this person did. What did he do? He came back to himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He started analyzing. My father
Atate
has got servants.
Anawanchito.
They've got food.
Anachakudia.
They're eating enough. I think this time,
koma inontawi,
let me go back to my father. Even if I'm not worthy, he realizes that he's not looking like he's somebody
who's
a son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what happens when we realize who we are. You are a son of God, but because you went outside your mind, you have found yourself in a doubt. You have found yourself in theft. You have found yourself in lies. You have found yourself in witchcraft. You have found yourself in hatred. You have found yourself in kachasu. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why did you go to those things? Because you went out of your mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But then there's one thing. When you realize, hallelujah.
Amen.
The way they say it in English, that there is no recovery minus discovery. So you need to identify where the problem is. Then you can recover from that. Even when you go where they are treating those mental patients, you go there, if those people with mental problems, they are able to realize. They have insight that they are sick. It means the hope for the outcome is a good outcome is better. But when they are not realizing that they have a mental problem, they look at you, they are doctor, right? It's you who is mad. Then there is a big problem.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you discover the problem, then you can recover from it.
Amen.
So this man went outside his mind.
Ate
piggy food. But as he was eating, not enjoy the meal. Even if his stomach was full with those husks, he didn't enjoy. He smells the pigs there. He is not enjoying the food. He was tormented in his mind. If he was foolish, he would have continued eating that. Hallelujah. Perhaps in the process, die from the diseases of the pigs. But he came back to his mind. I need to go back to my father. Where I'm coming from. Where food is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. So coming back to your mind is very, very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is how this age is. The people of this Laodicean church age, when you read in Revelation chapter 3, verse 14, it tells you about this church age. They are blind, they are miserable.
Yet
they don't know it. They are naked. Imagine you're walking naked and don't realize that you are naked. There's no hope for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when you realize, then there's a hope for you.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
But this is a generation that has got people who are lukewarm. They are neither hot nor cold. But because they are lukewarm, God is going to spew them from His mouth. The Bible says it's better if they were cold or hot. But because they are neither hot nor cold, He's going to spew them out of His mouth. People want to be one leg in the church, one leg in the world, doesn't work out like that.
Amen.
It's either you are for the right or for the left.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bemba say what? Ati chimba file tangarala.
Akamba kuti ati chimba nofela chani.
One leg the other side, one leg the other side.
Amen.
Anafacho tangarala chimbwi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we need to have a direction. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So that man made his mind.
And
that is the beginning of change in our lives.
When
you realize and make a decision.
Remember,
man is a free moral agent. If he wanted to continue feeding on the pig food, he would have continued and suffering. Whilst there's nice food that Hallelujah.
Amen.
But why should you be in bondage? When there's a place where you can be set free, then you choose to be in bondage.
Amen.
What is the problem with your mind? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are told that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Why are you holding on to sin?
You don't want to move from sin.
You have heard that kachasu will take you to the grave. Why do you continue with kachasu? Balan is taking you to the grave. Why do you want to continue going to the grave?
Balan.
Witchcraft is taking you to the grave. Why do you want to continue bewitching others? There's freedom for you. If you make a decision in your mind, God can bring a change. Demons have come to live in your life. Satan has, you have become a temple of the devil. Demons are controlling your life. Why should they be controlling your life? Make a decision today. Because Jesus is here today to set you free. And the Bible says, whomsoever the Son of Man sets free, he is free indeed. And Jesus can make you free. And you can become free indeed. Hallelujah. And glory to God.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
We are serving the living God.
Amen.
The same yesterday, today, and forever. The one who made blind Bartimaeus to see, who raised the dead to come back to life.
Amen.
He made the lame to walk. He made those who were sick to be cured. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He can set you free if you can change your thinking.
Amen.
He can intervene into your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
And
the Bible says,
Bible
him that hides his sins, he shall not prosper. So Jesus is coming.
Yes,
and that's what the Bible says.
Bible
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18.
18.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Says, come. Let us reason together. It doesn't matter how your sins are. They can be crimson red. They can be as scarlet. He will make them as white as snow. He will make them like wool. For it doesn't matter what kind of sin you have committed. Sins that maybe human beings cannot forgive you.
Or
if you are condemned. But Jesus, through His precious blood, He said, come, let us reason together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
kudzula.
Even if they think you are useless.
Wakuona ndiwe osira.
Amen.
Wakuona mwa uzende.
Amen.
So nama vili fonse vabwino muliwe. Yesu akamba bwela.
Amen.
Niza kusuka mwazi wanga. Niza kusambisa uzasinta. Uzajana mwe wa sopano.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
Batali benzelu.
Amen.
Wapusa. Apitiliza kungalamu.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wameo kuza tupwera chikumasura amacheni haribuina. Amen. Batufutika ulira usikuozi.
Amen.
Chifukwa chiani sufuno chokera amacheni.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Chifukwa wana wanzako na womangika wali mungukaporo atinaine ni karemungukaporo.
Amen.
Yesu akamba panga decision.
Amen.
Choka kukaporo ni satide na uzama suka. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise, praise be to God.
Amen.
Thank so tufuna tuone kusinta muno mumunzi.
Amen.
Tuone kusinta mumioyo yatu.
Amen.
Vasatana vonse tivichose.
Amen.
Tireke mulungu.
Amen.
Atisogolere.
Amen.
Asebenze mumioyo yatu.
Amen. Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, tenti, chite decide, tenti ganize. Let's
Amen.
Think about it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Make a decision.
Mm.
When you make a decision,
ime mkasangapo,
that's a beginning of the new life.
Ndiye kuyamba kwa umoyo wa sopano.
So the Bible says, he came back to his mind.
Bible gamba kuti anabwerera
mumzero mwake. Very, very important point.
Mm. Chofunikira.
Just that decision.
Kusangapo chabe.
Changed the things in his life.
Umoyo wake unasinja.
He started going back.
Anambobwereramo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why we said coming back home.
Tikamba kuti obwerera okwana.
We have been away from home.
Tangala kutali na nyumba.
We suffered in a far country.
Tinavutika dziko la kutali.
We ate food that was meant for the pigs.
Sinadi yava kuti yava ngumba.
But there's good food for us.
Koma kuli vakuti yava bwino
kwa ife. When we make a U-turn.
Mukapinda muka.
Going back home.
Kubwerera ku nyumba.
Then abundance of food comes.
Kuchuluka kwa vakuti yakubwera.
It didn't talk about the food when he go back.
Pamene anabwerera nakamba kwa vakuti.
Just because of the realization that was in the room.
Anazindikira kuti analo lako.
As he was going. The father sees him from a distance. There comes my son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
He was dead.
Anali wakufa.
But he's now alive.
Komali moyo.
He was lost.
Analo osowa.
But he is found.
Wapezewa.
Ah, he went to hug him, give him a kiss.
Anapita kumkumbatira na kumtsopsona.
He is thinking, ah, I'm just going to be just like one of
them. Eh, bakanzwa tiya inzanga chabe wanchito
manje. But because of the identity.
Koma chifukwa cha malo
yake. He is not meant to be a servant.
Sana pangiota kale wanchito.
He is meant to be his son.
Anamba kota kale mwana wake.
When the father sees him.
Atacha kamuona.
Does he put him as a servant?
Ampanga wanchito.
No, sir.
Yai.
Says, ah, give him.
A good person.
A wonderful rope.
So valuable.
Give him.
Person.
A ring.
Mpete.
Give him.
Person.
Shoes.
Sapato.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only that. Kill that animal so that there's celebration.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. That's what the Bible says. When one sinner comes unto the Lord, there's celebration in heaven. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because the one that was lost, the one that was in the chains, he has now been liberated. He is free. Ah, even the angels feel good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
So make a decision today. When you make a decision, Satan has no power over you.
Satan alibe mpamvu pa moyo wanu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Demons have no power over you.
Vivanda vilibe mpamvu pa moyo wanu.
It's you that shall be driving out demons.
Ndima mzambo chosa vivanda.
Not demons living in you.
Wozati vivando kala mwaimwe.
So you tell the demons they are in the wrong place.
Muviuze vivando tuli malo saenera.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are smoking, tell that spirit of smoking it is
fodia.
In the wrong place.
Muuze mzimu wa fodia tuli malo saenera.
You are in fornication, tell that spirit of fornication it is in the wrong place.
Mzimu chiwerewere tuli malo saenera.
The temple of the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit of God dwells in you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we are blessed. God has given us a provision. That no matter what you have done, He is still welcoming you.
He
says, come my son. Come my daughter. Just like that woman. Who was caught in the act of adultery. Before the people he was even condemned. They were ready to stone that woman. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They even quoted the scriptures. We have caught her in adultery. What are we going to do? They're even asking Jesus. They are ready to stop. And Jesus says, if there's anyone without sin in you, let him be the first one to stone. It's writing on the ground. Everyone disappears. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were hypocrites. Others, because they were not caught, but they were doing those things, they thought they were safe. But the Bible tells us that if your heart condemns you, God is greater than that.
Amen.
And He knows all things. You can hide things from us, but you cannot hide from the sight of God. God is able to see you very
well.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What your heart is telling you now is reminding you.
There.
If you want to hide, the Bible says God is greater than that, and He knows all things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
But the best decision, when your heart tells you that, then make a decision. This is not supposed to be here. That is not supposed to be here. These are heavy burdens. Come to God. Lord, help me. I am a drunkard. I want to stop. Lord, help me. I'm a sinner. I want to stop. Lord, help me. I'm
full of
hatred in my heart. I want to change. The Lord is going to help you. But when you hide, you want to pretend that you are okay, you will not prosper. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the word has come. The solution is with us. In our minds, what have you chosen? Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to make a decision.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
So when he came back, this man, something special happened. Hallelujah. So he didn't have shoes. What does it mean, a sign that you don't have shoes in the
Bible?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was a sign of slavery. We can read one scripture on that. 2 Chronicles 28, verse
15.
Okay, I'll read in English and the brother we read it in Nyanja also. So, in English, the Bible reads, and the men which were expressed by name rose up and took the captives. So, you take note of this point. They took the captives. And with the spoil clothed all that were naked among them. Mm-hmm. And arrayed them and showed them and gave them to eat and drink, and anointed them, and carried all the feeble of them upon asses, and brought them to Jericho. Just that.
Na nyamuka amuna ochulidwa maina, na tenga andende, na waveka ausiwa onse mwaiwo ndizofu zofungazo, na wapata zovala ndinsapato, na wadiesa ndiku wamweza, na wazoza, na senza ofoka au onse aburu. Aburu.
Okay, just that. So now I want to ensure that you have understood.
Funatika kwanza tumanveses.
Have we heard that scripture?
Tambera marembo.
So let's do the reading like we did. We read it, verse 15, they repeat after it.
Shabu.
Praise the Lord.
Nikaverenga tose tipitemo tipimbwezemo mau ya menenza verenga.
Funa vi mveke maningi. Hallelujah.
Na nyamuka amuna ochulidwa.
Na nyamuka amuna ochulidwa.
Maina.
Maina.
Natenga andende.
Natenga andende.
Okay, just that. Natenga wachani? Hai, andende ndio wakapolo. Okay, continue. Praise the Lord.
Na veka au siwa onse. Mwaiwo ndizo fungazo. Na wapata zovala. Ndinsapato.
Na
wadiesa.
Praise the Lord. Tamvese sai. Praise be to God. So anawa pasa chiani.
Sapa.
Ni watu wantu wana libe sapa.
Andende.
Andende. Wakapolo. Anali umangiwa. So uyu mwana uyu. Wamenezo funi kongkala uwa masuka. Kuli atate waki. Wanali uole mera. Anankala wandende. Anankala kapolo. Paenzo funi kakufala nsapato. Anasipeza libe sapato.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amuntu ngatulibe nsapato. Sicha pafupi kuyenda. Kwa mene uyenda ukapeza minga zishita chanzi kulasa. Wapeza njoka ya kurumako. You become vulnerable.
Kukala ulibe chitetezo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But then the father sees that.
Atate wake aona hicho.
That the son needed to have protection.
Mwana wao analifunika chitetezo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he says, give him shoes.
Mpase ni sapato.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. Amen. And Ephesians 6 also tells us about the shoes.
Ephesians 6 it was up upon sapato.
That our feet should be shod with the shoes.
Ikamba kuti kumendo kwatu kuzikala nsapato.
Which are the witness
yamene ili umboni
of this gospel.
Ya utenga.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So where we are stepping.
Pamene tidiaka.
We are a witness.
Tipeleka umboni.
We are a testimony.
Ndise umboni.
Where you are going.
Kwamene mpita.
You are supposed to be taking good news.
Muzipeleka utenga wabwino.
So your feet should be shod with the gospel.
Kumendo kwanu kuzivala utenga wabwino.
The gospel of peace.
Utenga wamtendere.
Should not be vulnerable to the thorns.
Kuhosa kala walibe chitetezo kuminga.
Vulnerable to the snakes.
Walibe chitetezo kunjoka.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
So we need to have shoes on our feet.
Kale na nsapato kumendo.
But because he was away from the presence of his father, he lost the shoes.
Anatansa pato.
Hallelujah. Amen. Then the other thing he was given what? He was given a robe, isn't it?
China anapasi wachani, cho mkanjo.
Just like these slaves also were given
what to call.
When we are not in the word of God, we are in the world. Living a sinful life means we are naked. We are not clothed. We need a garment of salvation. We need a garment of righteousness. That is a garment of the word of God. We can find that in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10. You can
read it, brother.
So, hey,
full after me.
Yeah,
we're doing that one,
yes.
Tibet, Zaverenga, Nkaverenga, Tikoti, Bizemo, Ndizakondwa kwambiri, mwa Yehova.
Kwambiri, mwa Yehova.
Ah, we're not reading a book. Ndizakondwa kwambiri, mwa Yehova.
Ndizakondwa kwambiri, mwa Yehova.
Moyo wanga udzakondwera mwa Mulungu wanga.
Moyo wanga udzakondwera mwa Mulungu wanga.
Pakuti iye wandiveka ine ndizovala.
Pakuti iye wandiveka ine ndizovala.
Zachipulumutso.
Zachipulumutso.
Nandifunda.
Nandifunda.
Chofunda.
Chofunda.
Chachirungamo.
Chachirungamo.
Hallelujah. Hey, just there. Tambese sai.
Amen.
So close with a garment of salvation.
One varika chovala chachirungamo, chachipulumutso.
Robe of righteousness.
Na chofunda chachirungamo.
So we need to be clothed.
Tizivali tifuni kuvekedwa.
When we don't have the word of God,
ngatilibe mawu ya Mulungu.
We are sinners.
Ndisochimwa.
Then we are naked.
Tirimaliseche.
We are like those prisoners.
Tirimonga wajawandende.
Who are naked.
Anali maliseche.
But they clothed them. They went to clothe.
Wanawa varika.
As they were going to be liberated.
Hallelujah.
So the word has come to set us free. So Jesus is knocking at the door. If any man hears his voice, opens his heart, then Jesus will come in him, dwell with him, and dine with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when Jesus comes in us, we become clothed.
Yes, wakabwera mkati mwatu timakhala ovekedwa.
With a garment of salvation.
Navo vala vachipulumuso.
And when we have Jesus in our hearts.
Atilinai mumtima mwatu Yesu.
Satan cannot be in our hearts.
Satana zanga kale mumtima mwatu.
He moves away. Hallelujah.
Ama chokapo.
So it's either you have Jesus
mwina mulina Yesu
or you have Satan.
Uro mulina Satana mkati mwatu.
If Jesus is not in your heart.
Ngati Yesu sali mumtima mwanu.
Then Satan is living in your heart.
Satana li mumtima mwanu.
But choose you today.
Sangani lero.
Who should be in your heart?
Ndana zakala mumtima mwanu.
Jesus or Satan?
Yesu or Satana.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Choose you today.
Sangani lero.
To walk naked or clothed.
Yenda maliseche ulo vekedwa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
So we can read verse 22 of Luke chapter 15.
Luke 15:22.
Yeah, so even that one, let them read together with you.
Tieni tizawerengera pamozi. Koma atateyo ananena. Koma atateyo ananena.
Tiverengere pamozi.
Ananena.
Kwa akapolo ache.
Turutsani msanga
mwinjiro.
Woko
metseta.
Nimveke.
Ndipo mpatse nimpete.
Kudzanjalache.
Ndinsapato.
Kumapazi
yache.
Hallelujah. Soyo muntu anapasiwa vintu vingati? Vitatu, eh? Ah, manje ife chinyanja. Robe mpete mpete na swa.
Ring.
Pete ni ring.
Mm-hmm.
Manje robe. Mkanjo?
Mkanjo.
Oh, okay.
Olo chofunda.
Chofunda. But testa viringa chani.
Munjiro.
Yes, yes, yes. I like it. Munjiro. So wonse tizi wa munjiro. Olo chinyanja
chiri cho. Deep
chiri deep. Eh, tufuna wazimvera wandu. Nde chiri important.
Eh.
Muna chika mba chiri deep. Yeah, I want people to understand. It's very important.
So use English, I'll interpret.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So tufuna tiziendera pamozi. Tisiri zisa manje manje, but tufuna kaa chiri important ni kumvera. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nasika kamba chiri deep maningi. Gasi muna mvera futi nishi. Sichiza titandizi. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So mpete tiziwa.
So mpete. Wanga
tiziwa mpete. Tinyamule manje. Oh, wow. Wonderful. Okay, mpete so ni ring, eh? Na ina naziwa, ring, mpete. Okay.
Tovala kuku kuchimbombo, mpete. Yeah.
Then in sapato, wakamba chinyanja chapatari maningi, chichukosa.
Na wakamba sapato?
Sapato?
Eh.
Oh, okay.
Koma the robe, ndiye mwinjiro.
Oh, mwinjiro, mwinjiro, I think, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, on sapato, wazika.
So, vintu vingati, vitatu, eh? So, pali mpete, olo ring, then mwinjiro.
Njiro, uh-huh.
Olo
mkanjo.
Olo mkanjo. Mkanjo wonse tizi, right?
Amen.
Now, not mkanjo wachabe. Kamba, as it said that in Yanga, it was a best
mwinjiro woko metseta.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's important. Not wachabe wachi gamba oro mwinjiro wachan. Mwinjiro woko mesesa. Wabwino. The best robe. Hallelujah.
Amen. Mkanjo wabwino maningi.
Wachokera kudia vangumba wabwera. Because waganiza bwema. Mpaseni mkanjo wabwino.
Amen.
Not wonga mbika ya ati because tachoka kudia vankumba. Because ndiwe mwana wa mtu wapatari. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Manje waganiza wabwera kunyumba ya tate wako. Wakupasa mkala pabwini. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So ndi mwantididi na efe. Tinali wachimwa. Tachita vosiana siana. But ukapanga mumtima wako. Tizina ni bwere na kwa tate. Ukabwera. Olo na chimwa chimwa cha bwanji murungu. Wakufaka pamalo ya bwino. Famene satana saza mba kusoverera. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Kulibata because kairi panali kuziko neze kubema mafuaka neze wachamba swambuye swanga nsevenzesa aka kuchinja kuchosa kusuka.
Amen.
Waleka kununka chimo. Wapita magazi ya Yesu Kristo amba kusevenzesa anga chinje na mwezi wose kusevenzesa.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of Allah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. So osa zisula.
Amen.
Pamene wapanga decision, just know that the old is gone.
Pamene wasanga hapo, vata vakare.
And the new has begun. You are a new creature.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One thing I want you to know, because the devil is an accuser of brethren.
Satana ndiye mapasa mlandu kulisa.
When you want to move, he's following you to accuse you, huh?
Ukafuna yenda akufuna akupeze chikukwa.
He wants to remind you are the one who did that.
Akukumbusa ndiwe unachita chija uchimo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the old things are gone.
Vakare vapita.
The new things are coming.
Vatsopano vibwera.
Hallelujah. Amen. So Paul says,
Paula nati,
I consider myself not to have apprehended.
Akuti ina nizindikira kuti sina gwire.
But one thing I do
koma chimozi ni machita,
is forgetting those things of
ni
the past
vakare, ni maiwala,
and looking at the things that
Miranga
are before.
Na viriku.
Do you know this Paul that we are talking about?
Paulo mumzi watika mbapo.
He is the one who was persecuting Christians.
Ndiana runzunza a Kristu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God, on his way to Damascus, struck him with
a light.
He changed his life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The one who was persecuting the Christians, he was now in the forefront preaching this gospel, testifying about Jesus.
They
even whipped him. They punished him.
Mpasa chirango.
Prisoned him.
Kumuika mdende.
For this gospel.
Aliu yutenga.
But he stood for the word of God.
Anaimiri lapa mawe ya Mulungu.
Because God had changed his life.
Mulungu anasinta umwe wake.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil would want to remind him, you are the one that was responsible for
Satan afuna kumkumbu zoti. Ndiwe unapa ya Kristu wache.
But he says, one thing that I do,
machita,
forgetting the things of the past
vakali,
and looking at the things that are
before.
Hallelujah. Amen. When you come in Christ,
Christu,
you are a new creature. All things are gone.
Vose vapita.
The new has begun.
Chasopano chabwera.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
So he gives you a new robe.
Akupasani mkanjo,
you were naked, he gives you a best robe.
Mnali malisecha kupasani mkanjo wapa mwamba wabwino.
Hallelujah. That's a garment of salvation.
Ndiye chovala cha chipulumuso.
Then the other thing.
China.
What does he give?
Apa tachani China.
We talked about the shoes, huh?
Sapatu, takambapo.
Then we talk about the garment.
Takambapo pachovala.
So we are remaining with one thing.
Chimozi.
The ring.
Mpete.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The ring symbolizes something in the scriptures.
Mpete ima imirako chimozi marembo.
Let's read something from the book of Genesis.
Genesis.
We see Genesis chapter 41, verse 42.
Genesis 41:42.
Hallelujah. People just know of the ring for weddings.
Amen.
Tikaona mpete tiganza nkani ya chikwati kambira. But mpete kuliko vinango vanena likuimirirapo futa. So verse 42.
Tiverenge pamodzi. Ndipo Farao anachotsa mpete.
Ndipo Farao anachotsa
mpete. Yosindikizira.
Yosindikizira.
Yache.
Yache.
Padzanja lache.
Padzanja
lache. Naiveka padzanja la Yosefe.
Naiveka padzanja la
Yosefe. Continue.
Namveka iye ndizovalira.
Namveka iye ndizovalira.
Zabafuta.
Zabafuta.
Naika unyolo wa golide.
Pakosi lache.
Pitiliza.
Ndipo anamkweza iye mgareta.
Ndipo anamkweza iye mgareta.
Wache wachiwiri. Amene anali naye. Ndipo anafula patsogolo.
Ndipo anafula patsogolo.
Paiye.
Paiye.
Gwadani.
Gwadani.
Ndipo anamkazika.
Ndipo anamkazika.
Iye wolamulira dziko lonse. La Egipto.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God. So Joseph, when he was elevated, he was given authority. Hallelujah. And he was given a ring. So a ring is a sign of authority.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was, this guy was feeding after the food of the pigs. Even this Joseph also that we see in the
Bible,
who was at one time put in prison, was bound like a slave, God elevated him from that. And then we see Pharaoh gives him a ring.
Tapeza Pharaoh wampasa mpete.
And every knee had to bow to Joseph.
Ndivozo nkokola zose zinagwada pa
Joseph was given the ring of authority.
Joseph anapasi wampete ya ula muliro.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Darisike zina
la. So people would have looked at you as useless.
Vantu ngakuone nimonga ndimachabe chabe imwe.
But when God touches your life,
koma ngati Mulungu wakuza moyo wanu.
God changes your life.
Mulungu wachinja umoyo wanu.
He gives you authority.
Akupasani ulamuliro.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That ring of authority.
Eja mpete ya ulamuliro.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Idalisike zina la Mbuye.
That's why we are able to pray.
Njuweza ketikwaniso pempera.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Zina la Mbuye Yesu Kristu.
And we see things happening.
Tuona vintu chitika.
Hallelujah. Amen. Because we have got the authority.
Tirinayo mpambu.
We have got that ring.
Tirinayo mpete.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Mark 16, 17.
Jeez. Marko 16, 17. Okay, tuwelengere pamozi tonse.
Ndipo zizindikiro izi.
Zidzawatsata.
Iwo.
Akukhulupirira. Mdzina la.
Okay. Ati zidzasata wandani. Wachikaiko.
Okhulupirira.
Okhulupirira. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Pitirizana bana.
Zina langa.
Azatulutsa ziwanda.
Azachita chani? Muzina la ndani.
Hallelujah.
Azala
langa ni ndani ni Yesu Kristo. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, continue.
Azala ngula ndi malangulidwe atsopano. Azatola njoka. Ndipo ngakale. Akamwaka nduka kufa nako. Sikadza wapweteka. Adzaika manja ao. Pao dwala. Ndipo adzachira.
Amen. Mwamvera. Those are the promises.
Malunjezwa.
To who?
Kwandani.
Those who believe.
Ukulupirira.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ikamba kuli wazaenda kunganga kutemesa ndembo.
Aya.
Ulo wazaenda tenga chiringi cha kunganga.
Yai.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But kuli wati? Ukulupirira. Hallelujah. So, when we believe.
Tega kulupirira.
Just like Joseph was given that ring.
Mwamene Yosef anapasiwa ija mpete.
Just like that lost son was given the ring.
Mwamene ujaosota ikanapasiwa mpete.
That's a symbol of authority.
Ndiye maonekedwe ya ula muliro.
Hallelujah. We go to somebody that is sick. We have been given authority as children of God.
Tienda kuli odwala tapasiwa ula muliro munga wana mulungu.
Those who believe.
Pajo kulupirira.
Shall lay hands on the sick.
Pazaika manja pa odwala.
And the sick shall recover.
Odwala azapola.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those who believe.
Pajo kulupirira.
They shall cast out demons.
Pazachosa viwanda.
This is where we get the power to cast out.
Ndio kamerichosa mpambu yosa ziwanda.
There's no magic about it.
Kulibe magiki.
It's only belief.
Ni kukulupirira chabe.
Your life transform.
Moyo wako wachinja.
Hallelujah. Says those who believe these signs shall follow. They follow behind you. We don't chase the signs. But the signs they follow us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. To come and back up the belief that you have believed.
Amen.
Blessed be the name Amen. Of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
So that's the authority that we have been given. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the book of Luke tells us
Luka, bukia Luka itiuza,
that God has given us authority
Mulungu atipasa ulamuliro,
to tread upon the serpents,
kutiaka njoka,
the scorpions,
na zinganira,
and all the powers of the enemy.
Na mbambu yose ya mdani.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But how do you step on the scorpion?
Manje mwezingani ramzaji diagabwani.
When you don't have shoes.
Ngati muli ben sapato.
Is the scorpion going to play around with you?
Chingani na chizasowera na imwe.
It will bite you, isn't it?
Zakuru man.
But when you have shoes,
ngati muna sapato,
you can step on the scorpion.
Munga idiake chingani ramkachidiake.
You can step on the serpent.
Munga diake njoka.
And all the powers of the enemy.
Nambambu zose zamdiake.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it shall not harm you.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That tarema tinga imirire kwa chepangono, mwina, our chairs are not comfortable. We are almost finishing. I'm concluding. Amen. Tinga imirire. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Timbeoka nyimbo kamos. As we are
concluding. As my wabwerele, waza baindo pika. Legani sirize mao first. Wawuzen wabwerele wasi. Wasi wabwerele first. Sirize mao.
But tinga imirire kutimbeko just one song. I know. We are almost done. Hallelujah. Muli mpamvu, muli mpamvu,
mpamvu yodabwisa te.
Mwaziwa
yesiyo.
Muli mpamvu,
muli mpamvu, mpamvu yodabwisa te. Mwaziwa mwana wankusa.
Muli mpamvu,
muli mpamvu, mpamvu yodabwisa te.
Maziwa, maziwa yesiyo. Mwaziwa, mwana wangusa. Oh, there is power,
there is power, power, wonder waking power.
In the blood of the Lamb,
there is power, there is power,
power,
wonder waking power. In the precious blood of the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Tingakare.
Amen.
Yeah. We are soldiers of Jesus Christ.
Yes, asirikali wa Yesu Kristo.
We know it's very hot.
Tiziwa kwapya.
Sometimes you can feel that tired and
tauzina mngamviri kulema.
So we are winding up.
Tisirizisa.
This is very important for you.
Ichinjofunikira kwa imwe.
Very important for me as well.
Na kwa ine.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. And the devil doesn't want you to know these things.
Satana safuna mzibe vivi.
He just wants you to be bound.
Afuna mkalo mangiwa.
But as we are hearing these things, we need to make a decision.
Tisankepo.
It doesn't matter whether you are young, you are old, middle-aged. God can still touch you. God can use you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Zinalambwe
idalisike. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
So we looked at those three things. After he made the decision, that lost son,
he
comes back where he came from. He was welcomed very well. Where he went with a mind to be a servant. The father welcomed him because he humbled himself. So we need to be humble as we come to the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Realize that you lived a life that was not right before the Lord. Then come back to God. And God will welcome you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then as he welcomes you, you are given shoes. When you are given shoes, you have moved from slavery. Those serpents that used to bite you, you can step on them. The scorpions that used to bite you, you can step on them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
Then you are given a robe.
Mpasi wa mkanjo.
You were naked. You were a reproach to the community. People look at you, you were looking useless. But now you are dressed in an expensive robe. Everyone will be looking at you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You pass. What robe do you have? You know when you buy something that is very expensive, huh? Imagine somebody comes a very expensive suit. Somebody was wearing rags. Then somebody comes with a suit. Maybe that is wavy.
Suit your dula.
Maybe even just a 10,000.
Yeah, 10 pin suit.
And dispersing through Chatama. Very expensive. And used to see those with the anamalite. Avara mvobo.
Mwezona magamba. Ukumunga malite. Kufuli.
Apita. Apita.
Is it the one?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are living such kind of lives with those patches.
Then
the Lord gives you a new life.
Mm.
When you are passing,
Mkapita.
Where you are stepping,
Madiaka.
You are a testimony of good news.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Bible says we are living epistles. To be read of all men.
Hallelujah.
Even when you have not preached one sermon, your life can preach many sermons.
Amen.
That you are a citizen of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And on top of that, you have been given a ring. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A sign of authority.
Mm.
So those rings were a sign of authority. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Such that if you go in the name of somebody's ring, if you are even maybe going to a shop, you show them that ring, the shop, you show them the ring that I'm coming in the name of such and such a king or such and such a person, he needs 10 bags of
mini-meal.
He needs 20 liters of cooking oil. He needs biscuits. Just because of that, they will give you that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we have that ring. We have been given authority. And those who believe, what does Jesus say? They shall cast out demons. There are so many people in this village that are bound with demons. They have gone to the witch doctors. They are adding more demons on them. They have cut their bodies with tattoos. But they can be a transformation.
In this. Mm.
So we can go, now that we have got shoes, into the villages to spread this gospel.
Mm.
What Jesus has done on us, we can go and testify. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you are not changed, how can you go and testify? You cannot give somebody what you don't have. Like the sons of Sceva, they saw Paul casting out demons.
They said,
oh, he's casting out. We can also arrange. They did their things, prepared. Don't know whether they played drums or what. The demons manifested. And the demon said, okay. They were saying, we cast you in the name of Jesus, whom Paul mentions. Then because they are spirits, they see you. They only fear those with the garment that God has given. Now they look at you, you are looking naked. And saying, Paul, we know. Jesus, we know.
Yes,
but who are you?
And
they beat them up.
They
ran out naked. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we don't pretend.
When
we come to this, let a decision be a decision. Transformation be transformation. Once you change in your heart, God will give you that garment. Even the witches who start fearing you, you have protection. When they come to see you, they find Jesus. They target you, they come at your home, they are lost. They can't see you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are with Jesus. Then when you follow them, you are able to burn their charms.
You
go to the demon possessed, you can cast out the demons. Because you have been given the authority. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the devil doesn't want you to know this. He wants you to always be bound. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you are free in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are victory in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Hallelujah.
So, for this morning, we wind up here. We can rise up to our feet. Hallelujah. Coming back home. Praise be to God.
Amen.
We were lost. We are found. We are bound, but we are free. So things in our lives can change. Let's
Amen.
Apply the word of God.
Amen.
And we shall see his hand.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
Amen.
So we can sing a song. Then we have a short time of prayer.
zapempherako
pangono. As I will hand over to Brother Nzima. Yeah. So let's sing a common song that everyone knows.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Tiende tiamika mbuye, tiende kupempera, mwamene ambuye alankulira naife.
Amen.
Chira muntu aliense paeka, aende kupempera, mwamene mau ya mkuzira.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So mfuna wonse tiende kupempera, osamba kuyanga na wanzanu, inkarepali imwenga, mfuna kugwada, mzagwada, mzapempera choi mirira, but mpempere kupereka umoyo wanu kwa mbuye Mulungu. Mwamene alankulira na inu ambuye, pali akantau kangono aka.
Amen.
Tiende tilankule kona ambuye. Pamene mfuna tandizo, tiwauze ambuye wati tandize. Nga pali pena pamene tikitle pera. Tipempere kwa ambuye wati tandize. Nga tikuli mwina mwantili womangirira, tiende kupempera ambuye wati masule. Tipempere bonsi.
Ambuye
mfuna
esu. I pray for that. Revive me.
Holy move is touching us. Let me be on fire for you. You are worthy to be praised. And I pray, Father God, for the communication. I commit the whole truth. I pray, Father God, for touching the people according to their prayer needs, O Lord, who can help them. Those who are bound, Lord, let them be loose to Jesus' name. Those who are free, let them be free, Lord, the word of joy. In their hearts, let them have joy. Those who are blessed, let them have blessing. In Jesus' name, O intercessors, Father, from the ancestors, Lord, break them, Lord, destroy them, and let the powers of the devil be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Lord, who are bound, Lord, let them be blessed in the name of Jesus. And the word of the people, who have given us, Lord, this place has a well ground and every devotee here will cover the Lord with the blood of Jesus, that there is no one whom the devil shall snatch. I claim everyone to the Lord Jesus. Yes, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, my God.